launching into the second hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site, submit different stuff from around the internets, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your submissions. You get to vote on things, too. And the most voted up make it to the front page of freetalklive.com. Many more people will see them. So head on over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, last hour we had, I believe it was Tay, called in and brought up spanking. And now folks want to comment because, well, it's a fairly controversial issue. Some people feel very strongly against spanking, as I do, and I'm not a parent. I was raised when, and I wasn't spanked as I was growing up, and I know that there are parents out there who've had some very challenging times with their children that have managed to avoid spanking them and have come up with other, let's say, more creative, nonviolent solutions to solve the behavioral issues. In fact, I've got some suggestions here from iVillage.com as to what you can do besides turning to spanking as a solution. But I want to hear more from you and get your thoughts, because others are very, very in favor of spanking. They believe that it solves a problem and that it worked for them, so it should work for, worked when they were growing up, and so they should, employ the same tactics with their children, which I think, of course, is a, dangerous example of the cycle of violence that violence does tend to create in people. But let's go back to Andrew. He waited patiently throughout the news here to get some more thoughts out. Andrew, go ahead. You're listening in Arkansas to XM.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be back again, I guess.
Yes, sir.
It's like the way my parents did it is it depended on the situation for whether we got spanked. If it was really severe, we got spanked. If we cussed, we got Tabasco. If we, threw a temper tantrum, we got timeout in the corner. I mean, my parents used a whole array of stuff. And, it's like when I was in the Marine Corps, when we had new guys, we didn't know any of the knowledge or knew what they needed to know to save their lives and keep everybody else alive, pain retained. And, it's the same with spanking, as far as I'm concerned. You spank your child, the pain's going to get it in. Well, not necessarily the pain, but the punishment's going to let them know, hey, that's a bad thing. But as long as you don't go out of control, it shouldn't be an issue for violence with the child.
So why do you think that all these studies, and I mean, I've looked at this, because I looked at this when we had a child, and it was relatively recently, and he's 3 and a half, and I wanted to know, what makes sense to do here. I wanted to do the thing that made the most sense. Why do you think the studies all show that spanking is, at the very least, equally, if not less effective than other types of punishments, like timeout and other disciplinary punishments?
Well, I think a lot of it is from the bleeding heart liberals that are anti-spanking, per se.
Wow, so you turn it into a political issue? Right? Like, that wouldn't be science, though.
Well, no, the ones that are really pro-anti-spanking, I think, go to the doctors that are also against spanking, and then they get their comments on it. And then that's why a lot of them are published.
So are you suggesting that, let me see if I'm clear on something. Are you suggesting that conservatives are more likely to spank?
No, I'm not saying whether it's Democrat or Republican, liberal, or anything like that. I'm just saying that the...
Sounded like it.
The really anti-spanking people. I just use bleeding heart liberal as an example.
So you're saying someone could be a conservative and also be very anti-spanking?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, because it didn't sound like that initially there.
I put it in the category of like gun control,
Mark, you looked at the studies.
This is what's curious. My question is.
But wait, Mark, a guy called in earlier and he said that he's sure that there are studies that say spanking is good. Did you come across those when you looked?
I didn't find those studies when I looked, and I think that most people would say, most people that support spanking probably haven't looked at the studies. And my concern there is that they're participating in the logical fallacy of what argumentum ad antiquium, which means means that suggests that just because it has been done in the past, that somehow it is a good idea. And, you know, I mean, slavery existed in the past. Mm-hmm. That, nobody would have called that a good idea.
They would have back then. They would have defended
it. Right. They would have defended it. You know, my dad had slaves, and so therefore having slaves is okay.
It's always been this
right,
way.
So that's a logical fallacy. And it what my concern is with the caller here is that do you think that scientists are twisting their results in order to come up with what they want, and then other scientists that are vetting them through the scientific method are then, you know, backing them up because they believe that spanking is bad and that they have an agenda?
Yeah, I think some of it, a lot of a good, you know, 75% of them is basically that way. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're just completely speculating and impugning the scientific accuracy of all of the studies that have been done on spanking because you believe that all of them are being operated by people who have an agenda, or 75% of them.
In most cases, you know, yeah.
You actually have no evidence for it, but it's just your belief system.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
okay. Fair enough. Fair enough, Andrew. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So
the guy that said that he was sure there were studies didn't actually know if there were studies. He just wants there to be studies.
It's a
because
tough situation.
He believes in spanking.
We in life, you have to go through life by you can't test and everything, right? But when there are tests available, it seems like you modify your behavior in order to use what's most efficient. Now, I'm not one of these anti-spanking advocate folks that are saying that you're an evil person or anything like that. I'm for what works. And my question is, does spanking work? And I don't know that it does get what you want in the long term. And I think that the very best argument was the one that one quote from the spanking pro-spanking parent in the iVillage article that you read that said, well, just because I spank, my child does what they want in front of me, but I don't know what they're doing behind my back. And it's because,
you know, are they doing it out of fear, or are they doing it because
right.
they've learned what's
it's
right
essentially
and wrong?
The argument for morality, if you teach your child what's right and wrong, teach them what's right and wrong, not teaching them to behave the way you want them to behave, because behavior modification is one thing, but you never really get into the heart and soul of the individual. You need to teach. It's your job as a parent to teach, not to make them act a certain way. You are not their prison guard. You are their teacher. And that's how I see it. So, you know, you have conversations with them.
I don't think you should spank a dog. I don't think you should spank a dog either.
I don't know. I think that there's arguments to be had for it. I don't know.
There are always arguments for violence. But the point is, you can train a dog without spanking it if it does, you know, does the wrong thing. There are other ways to you know, incentivize it to behave in the right way. Let's go to John listening to KMed out in Medford, Oregon. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I just wanted to make I cannot deny the studies are right or wrong. But I grew up in a military academy, and one thing I noticed when we were spanked there, but it was formal. You know, it was, you went to the commandant's office, you know, it was, you were read your charges, and it was, you know, and then you were spanked there.
Did they have one of those paddles with the holes in it?
Three choices. You had paddles, you had bumps, or flat, your call.
Wait, hold on. Wait. So there were three different paddles, and...
Yeah, he gave us a choice. You got one with holes, you got one with bumps, or you got one that's flat. Your call.
That's so sick. So sick.
But my point is,
God.
I think there's a difference between just hauling off and smacking a kid, or formally bringing him up on charges. I'm not saying that spanking's right or wrong, or that the studies are right or wrong, but I do know that it made a difference
I'd agree.
In my life. To have a formal, you know, have it brought up formally versus just hauled off and smacked. Like one of you guys made mention of your mom hauling off and smacking you. Yeah, that same thing happened to me one day. Blew my mind.
It just seems like window dressing to me. I mean, so this, it sounds to me like you've got some pervy guy that really enjoys spanking children, and he so gets off on it that he's got a selection of different paddles.
That's just you making
for you to choose. I'll tell you what, John, hang on. We can bring it back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, because I'm curious more about what happened. Did it bring you up on charges? There a little court trial in the military school before they whip out the paddle? 855-450-FREE, and that makes it all right. More on the way. You can take control, plus some suggestions, some alternatives to spanking. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. It delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves here, though most people seem to want to talk about spanking tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's fine, of course. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. We have our bulletin board system over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Allows you to post messages with others who are listeners of this program. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard about the digital currency known as bitcoins. Bitcoins are essentially internet cache. You can use them. You can use them for free. It doesn't cost you anything to buy, sell, and trade in bitcoins. They're anonymous. There are no chargebacks. They have all kinds of advantages over everything else out there on the internet as far as the currency goes. But obtaining them for some people has been tricky until now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store so that you can buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their website and click on the live support link at the top of the page. You can get to the crypto exchange's website through their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
I want to make sure John had a chance to get his remainder of his thoughts out, and then lots of other folks want to comment on this issue, spanking children. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
So what I was saying is, you know, it sounds kind of strange, but it wasn't too bad, and we laughed about it when the commandant would pull them out. And as I grew older in the military academy, you know, spanking wasn't appropriate after we got to a certain age when he just didn't do that anymore. And one day he sat me down and, you know, and had a nice long talk with me about some of the things I was doing, and it turned my life around at the school, and it was good. So, my whole point going back to it again was, I can see how people or parents could get messed up with, you know, just hauling off and smacking little Johnny when he's just got mouthing off versus saying, hey, you know what? We need to go talk about this. You're in big trouble. And then taking him aside and then just sitting down with the kid and say, you know what? That's not appropriate. And, you know, whether they choose to spank or whether they choose to time out, it's a formal thing rather than just a impromptu.
Just to haul off. I get what you're saying, John. In fact, there's. Yeah, thank you for the call.
Value to what he says, yeah.
There's, in fact, I was looking here at this article over at iVillage.com, the top 10 ways to handle discipline dilemmas, and what he was kind of talking about there is number two, which is to pause. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm too angry to deal with this now, we'll talk about it later. I think that's one of the smartest things you can do in a situation, in any situation where you're feeling angry, whether you're dealing with a child or you're dealing with a friend or you're dealing with a coworker or whatever, chill out. You know, take a moment, take a breather. Don't address the situation on the spot. I mean, there was a situation where I had a phone stolen right out of my hand by one of the city bureaucrats around here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I was pretty upset about that. Like, I was cursing and I was angry, and I'm not going to hit somebody, but I was in a different mindset than I normally am. And when I, you know, a few seconds later or a minute or so later, when I was able to think a little more clearly, I realized, boy, I don't want to be going down that road. That's a really dangerous road to go down. I don't want to be angry. That's not the kind of personality that I envision for myself. But you've got to pause and take a moment and think about these things. So that was number two. Number one was to be firm and be kind. A child is more likely to hear what you're saying if you use a neutral tone. We'll continue with the other top 10 lists here, the rest of it. Kind of intersperse them throughout your calls because we have a lot of folks that want to comment on this. 855-450-FREE. We'll go to ladies first here. Daniela, listening to WBTS in West Virginia in Charleston. Hey, Daniela, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello. How are you tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Great. Okay. Well, first, I would like to say that, for instance, it's been looked at as a child is getting ready to cross the street and a car is coming. You're not going, and the child's running out in front of the street. You're not going to say, hey, there's a car coming. You're going to scream, hey, there's a car coming. So that being said, I have three children, and two of the children only one has had to been spanked, and she's 16 now.
16?
She was spanked. She was a child.
Mm-hmm.
One time.
Okay.
But the other one didn't need it at all. But the youngest, I think that we have to look at different personalities and different children. Every child has different personalities. And one of the children needs to be, well, shouldn't need, but has been spanked a few times because she responds to that, but she won't respond to anything else. But the others, they simply just were disciplined, talked to, and that was fine. But always thinking it's important to explain to the child what's going on, what they did wrong, why this is happening, whether it be before or after. But I was never spanked. My mother, she showed me a wooden handle, and that was all she had to do. But it, more than likely, most of the time, I responded to her taking my CD player or my TV privileges, because that was something that I wanted the most. So she took
right.
things away from me. And it did work for a while. And then when I got older, I reacted to, you know, testing how far I could go. And I was one of the kids that was really bad. I left home at 16. But she never did spank me, and I am, think I'm, you know, I'm fairly good. But I do remember when I was younger, the thing that she did was taking my stuff, which really worked.
That worked for me, too.
Yeah.
Privileges.
I'm curious about this. Now, I think that there's an argument to be had for different children are different and need different types of discipline. I think that that's a great argument. Did you try the timeout methods, and that just didn't work with the child that you believe requires spanking?
Yes, everything happens first before spanking. Spanking was the last alternative. You always explain to them, you time them out, you take things from them. But that one, my youngest, she only responds when you put a little force, nothing huge, but you put a little force showing her a car is coming. Listen, okay, this is serious. This isn't something to play with. She didn't take it by me just saying, hey, a car is coming or out in the middle of the street. You had to yank her back. And that was the only thing she could understand.
Well, I think there's one thing to say for saving a child from imminent harm using force in a situation like that.
Yeah, use force. And that's picking a child up or something like that.
Like if you grab the child out of the street forcibly, that's going to be better than them getting hit by a car. So, that makes sense.
Right, but that was just an analogy that I'm using. That's just an analogy that I'm using to say when things are big or something that she's doing could possibly be bad for her to get into a habit of, I stop it immediately. This is bad. I was just using the street as an analogy to say, you know, when something's going on, some kids don't react by you just telling them. You have to scream it to them. You have to, get your point out in a harsher way.
Daniela, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Linda, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mark and
hi, Linda.
To admit my age to you boys, because I'm going to say that I'm a self-proclaimed authority on this subject.
Okay, great. Tell me about it.
52, and I have vivid memories of the agony, of the pain, of the fear, of literally hating the person who was hitting me. And I don't care if you're smacking a child's hand. That's excruciating. Smack yourself on the fingers right now. So I gave birth to 3 children, and I adopted 3. And I
want to hear more about your story in a moment, Linda. Stick with us. We'll bring you back. 8, that's a lot of kids. Gave birth to 3, adopted 3, 6 children, 62 years old. We'll find out more about Linda here in a moment. 8 and what her experience has been. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Ring up anything. Live Saturday edition. Free Talk Live.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. 518-4307. The Sig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want via our toll-free number, which is brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 855-450-FREE. And SACL CAI can help you, Mark, if you're in business.
That's right. If you're in business and the vexing challenge of accounts receivable has you down, you didn't get into business in order to keep the books and do the collections and all that stuff.
Collecting is awful.
Yeah, it's no fun. And the problem with collections companies is they can often make it very difficult for you to do business because your customers don't like being treated the way they've been treated by collections companies. SACL CAI is not that way. They have built a business to offer an alternative way of doing collections, and that's what they do. So you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI. They've been a supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time.
We go back to you and your thoughts. We've been talking about spanking children. We go to Linda, listening in South Carolina to WSC. Linda, you were telling us you're 62 years old. You've birthed three children and adopted three, so you've had quite a bit of experience in raising children, and you were just about to get into your thoughts on the issue.
Yes, sir, but I also want to say my memories of my childhood are so vivid. I remember the fear. The fear is the first thing the child goes through. It's confusion also. And then they do begin to hate. And when I was growing up, schools would hit the children. And
yes,
there was a two-room schoolhouse that makes me sound older than I am, but I was in the boondocks in Indiana at that time. And the principal was in the next classroom beating the children for some reason. And I was a wreck. The fear a child lives in, they don't say things that they should say to their parents or that adult, because they're not sure they're not going to get hit. And that will turn to hate. And no one knows another person's tolerance for pain. So when I had children, I would take their little hand if they went to touch something that would hurt them, and I would hold it close to me, my heart, and I'd shake my head no, and I was talking to them even before they could form sentences. and having conversations, and we would have family conferences, and they would tell me I was unfair or wrong. I respected that. I also would quite often, Ian, to be perfectly honest, quite often they were right, and I was wrong. I overreacted to something.
You know,
right, and when you're overreacting, you're not thinking straight either.
Also, I think kids can understand far more than they can communicate. Their communication skills are superior on the listening side, especially in the younger brackets than they are. And I think this is true for, you know, all throughout childhood, that they're better listeners than they are speakers. And just because they can't speak well doesn't mean they don't understand. With some of my son Jack's first words were hot, hot, because he understood. I mean, he understood when we said, no, that's hot. He got it. It didn't require a spanking in order to make that happen.
And all you have to do is act like it will hurt you, and they'll back away too. And if you want a child's attention, you lower your voice. You don't scream at them. You don't scream at an animal. You lower your voice. So in conversation with my children, and I believe they were all in the range of 5 and maybe I can't even tell you. It went from 5 up, a year apart, except a couple of them weren't. They were the same age. And I said, hey, guys, family conference all the time. And we'd sit around and eat and put our feet up and complain about things. I said, what would you rather? Would you rather be spanked? Would you rather write? Or would you rather be grounded? And it was unanimous. Thank us. So, of course, I picked writing, and they all told me how unfair I was. But to this day, my children don't hit their children. They don't slap their children.
That's great.
Don't go through what I went through. And I lived in fear until I was old enough where nobody could push me around again, which was in 68 at 18. And it's terrible. But literally, the damage, this woman that just spoke to you that thinks she has this troubled child, that child knows she's being hit more than the others. And I'll tell you what that child's going through. It's all inside. There's so many ways to communicate. Like Mark said, you can just say hot, hot, and it's different stages.
Linda, were you spanked as a child?
Go ahead.
Were you spanked as a child?
I was spanked. I was beat. And if you have one person just swat you for noise, if you have one person that went overboard, it doesn't matter if somebody just threatened you. You live in fear, and that pain turns to hate. You hurt. You're not learning a lesson. You're aware that you're being hurt. I remember it so vividly, Ian, that you just are aware of the pain. And just like Mark was talking, you want a child to learn. Don't give them pain and confusion. They can communicate by a gesture and expression. Before my children would be able to speak, I'd still talk to them, which you guys already know. I don't shut up.
Can you, Linda, give an example of a really challenging time with one of your kids, like where you were really frustrated by, you know, by something that they did?
Oh, my gosh, honey. They did everything you can imagine. I got a call from the police because I worked with them. Linda, your son's driving your car.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't even old enough to drive. Another time, my daughter came home drunk. The fighting amongst themselves. It was okay if they would get up in my face and say, I think you're being unfair. And if a child curses, why would you punish them? They heard it from an adult. You say you don't have limited vocabulary. Please don't use that language. It's not appropriate. But I think some of the most challenging was when I would see them do things like the drinking. And I would say to them, if you want to drink, let's set it up where you can drink at home. And see, back when my kids were growing up.
Wow, you're an awesome mom. I just have to say, that's great.
But I could give it to them back then. It was legal.
Really?
And my children said I took the fun out of smoking. I didn't want them to sneak and get hurt or hurt someone else. And so we would talk. That doesn't mean I didn't make mistakes. You know how many times they told me I was unfair. But the worst thing was when the child is experimenting, like my son came home and said, hell, I tried marijuana. I really didn't like it. They don't have to worry about me trying it. Well, I still wanted them to learn. You just don't accept trying things at your age from people you don't know. So my kids got mad at me because I didn't punish them. I asked them to look up what he could possibly have gone through if it wasn't really marijuana. And then another time, when the children and I were having some problems, which we did, because I would take them out of school for quality time because there were so many. I had to work so many jobs. So if they kept their grades out, I would take them out. But I had one child that I took the counseling. I tried. We always tried to talk. And they flat told me they were offended by the counseling, which you have to listen. I think that's the key.
You as a parent, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I think you've just got all kinds of good stories and advice and suggestions, and I really appreciate the call tonight, Linda. Thank you, as always. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, we've distinguished two different types of spanking, corporal punishment here. These corporal punishment given by parents, and then the corporal punishment given by institutions.
Like a school.
Yeah, and the American Psychological Association has, back in 1985, said that no institutions should not use corporal punishment. And I think that there's a good argument for that because they don't love the child. I mean, it's one thing, you know, I think you could make an argument as a parent for spanking as a disciplinary last resort. Some children need it. I've heard these arguments, and I don't, you know, I'm not going to say that they're wrong. For me, in my life, that's not what I'm choosing
right,
to do.
I wouldn't say that parent doesn't love their child. I would just say they're still making the wrong choice.
I think that communication, no matter what kind of punishment you use, and this is the problem, the single biggest problem with spanking is it can be effective in short-term behavior modification, but the child doesn't know why. Getting a child to do what you want them to do isn't really the goal. The goal is to get them to want to do what you want them to do.
We will come back with more here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Other suggestions, alternatives to spanking. Number 3 from iVillage.com, teach your kids. Instead of punishing a child for misbehaving, think in terms of teaching him to behave. I don't like it when you leave your skateboard in the front hall. Next time, please put it in the mudroom. How can I help you remember? 1-855-450-FREE. We've got some more suggestions coming up, and you and your thoughts, certainly welcome. Plus, you can also bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He was back here with my son.
You're a predator, yes!
Yeardley is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yeardley superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yeardley set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why are you telling me about it? You have a kid and a wife!
Go to YeardleyMovie.com. That's YeardleyMovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on YeardleyMovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's YeardleyMovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. HeartHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want. It is the live Saturday edition, though most people seem to want to talk about spanking tonight because, well, people have strong opinions on this particular subject. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program, one of the things you can do to help support Free Talk Live is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure website, or you can use PayPal and use whatever credit cards PayPal lets you use, which is pretty much all of them. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there and get quick access to our special features like the forum, the AMP-only forum, as well as AMP-only podcast and more. So go to amp.freetalklive.com.
The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends. It might be peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few of them. You need to get prepared and protect your family. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has all kinds of delicious, ready-made meals. All you have to do is add water. These things are packaged in metal Mylar pouches that will last 25 years. They come in a plastic tote. You can just, you know, get them, set them down in your basement, and you're ready forever, however long you need to have food backed up. Right now, you know, food prices are going up all the time. You buy now, and these things are good for 25 years. I can assure you 25 years from now that it's not going to be as cheap as it is today. So now's the time to prepare. And you never know why you would need food stored up, but it's a good idea to have a certain amount. Just before you do anything else, call 855-FOODWISE or go to wisefoodstorage.com. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get a free entree sample. Try it out. See what you think about it. I mean, these things are delicious, but you can't take my word for it. Try it yourself. It's free. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. That same coupon code, FTL, will not only get you a free entree sample, but it will also get you 10% off any order and free shipping when you do order. It's the greatest gift you can give your loved ones this holiday season is peace of mind from wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE.
Continue with you and your thoughts, Josh, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in with the last caller there and share my own personal experience as well. I mean, I agree with everything she had to say 100%. When I was 11 years old, I got sent out to live with my aunt and uncle in Arizona for a time, and they were born-again Christians, firm believers in spare the rod, spoil the child.
Oh, boy.
And they really had a good heart, but extremely bad common sense. I mean, it seemed like every single time it would start out calm with, oh, you're getting 1 to 5 spankings. And then as I tried to squirm or try to resist, as I'm getting whipped with a belt, like any child would do, he ends up losing his temper, and before you know it, here it's 100 or 200 whips.
Oh, my gosh. Good Lord.
And, yeah, I got an extra 5
you were supposed to stay, you were supposed to stay still while you were being beaten, and then, you know, had you stayed still, maybe he wouldn't have lashed you 100 times. Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. And an extra 5 spankings every time I squirm or move out of the way.
Oh, my.
And, sick.
Yeah. I mean, I feel... But with any instance, when you're acting out of anger, the logical part of your brain can't even be used when you're feeling strong emotions like that.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, anytime you're acting out of anger, it's never going to go anywhere besides aggravating and becoming more and more violent. Really, it made me become a violent person myself. I started getting into fights. I started getting into fights in school. I was an emotional wreck all the time because of the way that I was being treated.
How often was it happening to you, by the way, these spankings?
Oh, you know, it's been so long now. I would have to say at least once a week there was a smaller spanking, and the bigger beatings maybe at least once a month, probably.
Wow. Wow, man. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, now, you know, and it is what it is. I never had more than welts on me, really, but at the same time, it was so demeaning as a human being.
Well, it's also mental, right? It's mental abuse,
right? Well, that's torture. The end of the story here is it doesn't have to be a whipping with barbed wire or anything like that. The fact is that telling you that you can't move or react to the punishment and the pain is. That's the torturous part of this situation, and that's the argument that I've made all along here, is that my argument isn't against spanking as a form of discipline. My argument is against the psychological torture of children, and I frankly don't think that the vast majority of people that have kids have studied about the raising of kids. They took their lessons from, you know, their childhood or whatever ideas they had along the way, and it's not effective. How do we know what the most effective ways are to discipline and raise children if we don't look into it?
Well, otherwise,
if you claim that scientists and psychiatrists and psychologists are lying to you because they're bleeding heart liberals, how do you come up with the truth about something? I mean, it seems to me the scientific method is probably the most effective way we have of coming up with the truth about issues.
I would agree with that. Now, Josh, how old are you today?
I'm 24.
24. Okay. So yeah. Do you have any kids yet?
I do not. No. But my sister has 3 kids. I don't think they've ever been spanked, and are the best, most obedient kids I've ever seen. Yet every time I see a kid that gets spanked as a form of punishment, those seem to be the most unruly kids. And it really, you know, it leads me to wonder. It's spanking doing anything besides making problems worse.
I tend to agree, Josh. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your story, and I'm glad you're all right now. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I am against spanking as a tactic because I think it does teach kids that violence solves problems, and I think I'm very against using violence to solve problems. I think that's incredibly counterproductive, and as you pointed out, or as that gentleman pointed out, there's a mental aspect to it as well. It's not just about whether or not you're hitting your kids. It's about what that means, and it's about what your child thinks after he's been hit or before he or she has been hit, and how that affects their behavior down the line. And as was pointed out over at the iVillage.com piece that we were citing earlier, one mom that admitted to spanking her children admitted that she didn't know whether or not they were behaving out of fear or because they'd actually learned a lesson. And there's 10 alternatives here to spanking. Just going to share them. It's kind of here and there in between throughout your calls. Number 4, be positive. Instead of saying, how many times do I need to ask you to brush your teeth, say, go brush your teeth and let me know when you finish so I can tuck you in. Number 5, give explanations, not threats. By giving your child a brief explanation of why she needs to do as she's told, you give her a reason to behave. More suggestions coming
up. You know, this whole give the child an assignment, you know, let me know when you've brushed your teeth so that I can come tuck you in. It's just not effective. And, you know, to me, that's not going to be an effective tool. My son Jack is going to decide, oh, really? Well, I've got some things I need to play with then. And, you know...
Well, maybe it just depends on the age of the child. I mean, there are different suggestions here. Obviously, you know, your mileage may vary. Let's go to Esmeralda calling from KMed, listening in Medford, Oregon. Esmeralda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just got listened a little bit about what you guys were talking about, and it seems that everybody is very against spanking or any sort of corporal punishment. And, I got to listen to Josh's story, and of course, you know, he was 11 years old when that was initiated in his life, and by his uncles, aunt uncle, or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like, that he said, yeah.
Yeah, well, first of all, right there, that's obviously not a good thing. I am a firm believer in corporal punishment used with love, discipline, and there is a way. My dad used to actually spank me when I was little, and I'm saying little. Once you hit 11 years old, that's too old. Your child should already know. You should have already have taught them. And it's, you never hit out of anger. My dad literally...
How can you hit out of love? That sounds so crazy. I'm hitting you because I love you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think that would work in divorce court?
You know what? Look, I listen to you guys. I want you to listen to me. My dad would say, hey, you knew you weren't supposed to do that. And he would give us 3 spankings. That was it. Never more. And I knew. And I would know better. I mean, there's a really great book out there from Dr. James Dobson, Dare to Discipline. What Dr. James Dobson, before you go on, Dr. James Dobson, my children behave so well. Everyone tells me they behave so well. I don't sit there
That's
and negotiate
great,
with my
I'll
children.
Tell you what, we can put you on hold here if you want. Mark has a question for you.
I don't disagree with that. I was wanting to know what Dr. James Dobson's degree is in, because when somebody uses doctor, it always concerns me. I mean, is this a doctor of divinity?
Good question. We could probably find that out here.
I know the answer.
You do? All right. 855-450-3733. Well, I don't, so you'll have to enlighten me. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top-rated by expert reviewers. And now, it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is a must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.